And we always look forward to it. It's the show our kids will not miss for sound check because they get to come up. And poor Paul, when the kids were little, and they're very little anyway, they won't even say hi to Paul. They're like straight to the boom booms because they get to play on his kit with him. It's so cute. Anyway, this band is so sweet. It's like an extended family, a bunch of awesome dads on stage, and it feels really good. I know Slow loves you guys, and I know we're all happy to have them back. Slowtown, will you please give me a nice warm welcome to Paul Thorne and his band.
Turns on me. so good to be here. Yeah. And then from many times we played in this town. We used to play at the Slow Groove over there. But it looks like we done moved up in the world. The theater's not full tonight, but maybe the next time I come, it'll be full. Right now, it looks like a dog with mange on it. It's got hair in spots, and ain't got hair in other spots. Does that make sense? Y'all know what the mange is anyway? Okay, it's a hair condition on a dog. That's kind of what it looks like, but in a good way.
Welcome back.
Anyway, here's a song about everybody. It's called All About People.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I recently went to visit this couple. I know they're very nice people. And when I got there, the husband was not there. It was just the wife there. And she was showing me some additions that her husband had built onto the house. I mean, this guy's a great carpenter. And he built them a nice big old bedroom with a king-size bed. He did all the work, the molding around the room. It looked incredible. And I said, I said, well, you usually say when you walk into somebody's bedroom, you say, so this is where the magic happens. I said that. And she said, yeah, when my husband ain't home. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. Daddy was a Pentecostal preacher, and his brother, my uncle, was a pimp.
Yeah.
And them two men was my mentors. They taught me about life. I learned about the bright side of life and the dark side of life. I learned nobody's all good, nobody's all bad, so give everybody a chance. Here's a song that I wrote to say thank you to my daddy and my uncle for teaching me how to live. They had some hard-earned wisdom. They both became became my teachers. I was a young disciple of chaos and preaching. So much. I saw a girl one night. She had a tattoo on her arm. It was a blue eye with a tear coming out of it. And I asked her to tell me what it meant. And she said she was in a bar drinking one night, and a good-looking guy came up to try to hit on her, and his opening line was this: "If I could be a tear rolling down your cheek and die on your lips, my life would be complete." And they wound up going to the motel, and she gave up too much too soon. She did not ration out her dog food like you're supposed to. You're supposed to give them a cup a day to keep them hungry. But if you give them the whole sack, they won't want no more. Some of y'all have made this mistake before, I know. But just start fresh with somebody else and ration out your dog food. Shoulder, and
Daddy drinking one night when I think him wasn't clear. He was short but good looking.
Thank you very much. I'd like to congratulate these four people on the front here. They got two big old king-size boxes of popcorn. I'm happy for y'all. Y'all put some butter on it? You got to put the butter on it. And there's two couples over here. Y'all friends? Okay. Well, I'm really happy that y'all got some popcorn. And it reminds me of this. I ain't talking about y'all, but this other married couple that was friends, it ain't y'all, but it's reminding me of it, is they are, two of them was seeing each other's behind, the other one's back. They was having an affair, yeah. And I ain't talking about y'all. It could be, I don't know your business, but I'm assuming that y'all, I ain't swingers. I've seen swingers, y'all don't have that swinger look. But anyway, y'all have a nice look though. I didn't mean that negative. But these folks, they had a affair. They met at midnight, and it was wonderful. And what started out as passion turned into love, and they got together and lived happily ever after. As you know, this song is purely fantasy. In real life, it will ruin your life, and you will lose half your assets. She liked me okay, and she would come spend time with me only when she couldn't be with that other guy she really wanted to be with. I was on the B team. Thank you.
machines. You said you might come over around midnight tonight. Well, that just means if you can't find what you want, you'll come get what you need.
I used to live in a trailer with a beautiful blonde. She was gorgeous. She was nice. And to show my appreciation, I cheated on her. That's terrible. I'm so ashamed. Thank you, ma'am, for doing that to me. I needed that. Show me, man. Anyway. but even though I cheated on her and I did the wrong thing, when she left, I wanted to get her back. That's just the double standard of men. Some of you ladies know about through hardships. And anyway, what was I talking about? And I wrote a song. I wrote a whole album's worth of songs to try to get her back. And this is one of them right here. And she did not come back. But I'm glad because after I visited her Facebook page the other day, I'm super glad. Thank you.
just come back home. Forgive me and forget this bed I made. I'm tired of sleeping in this freezing cold. And baby, that ain't cool. I'm waiting on you.
New Year's resolutions. One of them was to learn how to keep my mouth shut. You know how when you're talking to somebody sometimes and you know you can cut them off at the knees and you know you're right and you want to prove it, so you shoot your mouth off. And sometimes you may not actually be right like you thought you were. It's best to keep your mouth shut. The more I do it, the happier I become. It's hard though because I got a big mouth and I like to talk. And I like to put my two cents in. I need to work on it. I am going to work on it. The other thing I'm going to work on is staying away from people that try to rob me of my joy. Sleep with one eye open.
life. He tries to kill the dreams in my heart and in my head. I live by the words that my grandpa always said. Don't let nobody rob you of your joy.
My friend Darius, who's on the SWAT team back in Tupelo, Mississippi, where I live, he was telling me a story the other day about how they had been investigating this trailer out in the woods where they suspected that some people was cooking crystal meth out there. And so they got on their uniforms and they bulletproof all that stuff they put on, and they busted the door down, and sure enough, there was some people in there cooking meth. And you know what they was doing while they was cooking meth? They was listening to Paul Thorne CDs. Yeah, it was good to my news. I appreciate that. I really appreciate it. They said they even had a poster of me on the wall. That's really nice. I want to thank all the meth heads for supporting my news.
I used to know a drug dealer. His name was Billy Jack. The Mexican cartel cut his head off, and he ain't coming back. God knows I sure miss my buddy. He had some killer pot. This old stray dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. The pain pill jar is empty. My wild Irish rose is gone. But I found the tube of my lamp ring glue, and now I'm getting my buzz on. Why is everybody judging me when the dirt book says just not? This old stray dog and Jesus are all the friends I've got. I've never felt so lonely. I've never been so blue. The glory road, recovery home, is where I now reside. They gave me a King James Bible and a sack of Purina's pride. And there's a smoking section by a dead oak tree at the back of the parking lot. This old stray dog and Jesus.
In today's world, the politicians, the fast food restaurants, the crappy music on mainstream radio, It's all mediocre, ain't it? Songwriters from Texas is a gentleman by the name of Ray Wiley Hubbard. He's great. He's one of my favorite writers of all time. And he wrote a real sexy song that I'm fixing to sing. It's about a love affair going on at the snake farm. And this song, I got some good news. This song is gonna get your woman in the mood tonight to make love to me.
Reptile house, snake farm.
python. Eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, sounds nice, but it's snake farm.
Thank you, everybody. I'd like to take a moment and introduce all these talented gentlemen on the stage with me tonight. First off, over here on the bass guitar and a great singer, too, from Portland, Oregon, Ralph Fugits. And the gentleman that plays the keyboards and is helping right now with technical difficulties, he's from my hometown, Tupelo, Mississippi, the awesomely talented Michael Graham, Dr. Lloyd. Back here on the drums in Nashville, Tennessee, he's looking sweet and keeping the beat. Jeffrey Perkins, everybody. And last but certainly not least, one of the finest guitar players in the land, from Montgomery, Alabama, Bill Hines, everybody. I heard a TV preacher say one time, he was talking about people stop sending in money to the to his TV program. He said, everybody looks good at the starting line. And that made me think of a song. Shows, I always go out and sign CDs and take pictures. You know, anybody, anything anybody wants to do is within reason. And this man and woman come out there, and the husband said, "Paul, would you take a picture with my wife?" I said, "Sure." So I took a picture with his wife, and then a few weeks later, they came to another show, and they had taken the picture of me and his wife, and they had it printed on a guitar pick. You can't see it, but it's a picture of me and somebody's wife on a guitar pick. And they gave me a Ziploc bag that had 250 of these things in it. And so I got a bunch of guitar picks with me and somebody's wife on it. And on the back of it, they wrote a title of one of my songs. It's called "A Long Way from Tupelo." So you figure it out. Listen to the words of the song.
Oh,
suppose the grown folks in here tonight, so as a grown folk, think back in your history, think about somebody you was in love with, and at the time you thought you could never live without them. Your life would stop if they weren't in it. But, you know, now you look back and it's just a faint memory. And I have some things like that in my life. I've been in love about 5 times in my life, and I'm over all of them except the one I'm with. I like the one I got. And I'm glad I ain't got the ones I don't have. I had a puppy love crush when I was 10 years old. Her name was Lisa Janine. She lived across the road. I caught her with a Cub Scout and a little blue hat. They were pushing each other on the swing out back. I remember how it almost killed me. How could she do me like that? I never thought I'd be the same, but now I look back and I laugh. If I can get over her, if I can get over you, it's just gonna take some time. These things, they always do. I received a phone call from one of my friends today. A girl he has been dating for 1 week has now become pregnant. And I told him, just buckle up and enjoy and get ready for a rough ride. Because they ain't in love, and that's a really tough up there, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's not related to anything. I just want to say that to share what I heard today. But if you pay them on time, they'll act like they like you, and they won't put you in jail. So that's the advice I gave them. And so here's a song about a fun place you can go to and have a wonderful time with no consequences. You won't get in trouble for anything you do. The place is called Rose City.
Thank you.
I want to thank the promoters of the show, Todd and Corey, for having us here tonight. It was a nice opportunity for us. I appreciate it. We hope to come back sometime, and next time there'll be more people here. If you have any friends, please tell them about it. And also, you're Todd's mother, is that correct? Todd's mother brought the Paul Thorne Band a whole plate of delicious little different kinds of cakes, homemade cakes. And I thank you for that. You know, I really do. Anyway, we got to spend a little time with Todd and Corey's kids. They're so cute. You know, when I miss my kids, I can have a little fun with their kids. That's fun, and I like it. I said all that to say this. Everybody needs somebody. We'll be right back. One of the things I really like about living in the South is there's so many great phrases and slogans that people use to describe things. And lots of times when somebody's in the marriage and one of them's cheating on the other one, they say you got weeds in your roses. I made a mistake and I played the song in the wrong damn key. It's not a very professional.
never down to Mexico.
Thanks, everybody. On this last song, we're going to throw down. I want anybody and everybody that wants to stand up and come around the front. We're going to dance and sing together. And until we meet again, I want to leave y'all with a positive message. And the message is that music can heal you. And tonight, I want you to get yourself a healing.
Thank you.